Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's a brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Tuesday, April 13th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They're scheduled to take up and consider 40 bills total, 20 of them on third reading from the ones they considered yesterday, and another 20 bills to be considered for the first time today. The most notable of those bills is that of House Bill 636 by Representative Sinfonia Thompson, a Democrat from Houston, which is a sunset bill continuing the functions of the Texas State Board of Plumbing Examiners. Another bill, House Bill 1575 by Representative John Cyrier, a Republican from Lockhart, seeks to make the across-the-board recommendations that the Sunset Advisory Commission adopts the uniform standard for all of the agencies subject to the sunset review, potentially making government more efficient. Another bill, House Bill 1600 by Representative Terry Canales, a Democrat from Edinburgh, is what is known as the Biennial Sunset Safety Net Bill, which would continue the functions of the 20 entities subject to the sunset review process and protect them from abolishment in the event the legislature fails to enact specific legislation that continues them. In recent sessions, this bill has become a necessity as described by some lawmakers, while opponents say that it blindly continues the functions of agencies without the adoption of reforms, defeating the entire purpose of the sunset review process. The last notable bill being considered today is that of House Bill 2415 by Representative Morgan Meyer, a Republican from Dallas. It's a similar bill authored by Representative Dustin Burroughs, a Republican from Lubbock, from last session, which ended up dying as a result of a point of order. This bill would seek to collect additional taxes from businesses who are motor vehicle marketplace rental providers that transact online. Several House committees are meeting today. The House Business and Industry Committee started a meeting at 8 a.m. this morning and is hearing House Bill 1569 by Representative Mike Schofield, a Republican from Katy. This bill would prohibit property owners' associations from creating certain restrictive provisions that prohibit religious displays. This is a Republican Party of Texas religious freedom priority. The House Human Services Committee is meeting today and hearing House Bill 2298 by Representative Jeff Kaysen, a Republican from Bedford, related to required notification by the Department of Family and Protective Services to an alleged perpetrator of child abuse or neglect. Specifically, it would notify them of what their rights are in an investigation that's conducted by the department. The House Public Education Committee is hearing two very interesting bills. One of them in House Bill 2465 by Representative Gervin Hawkins, a Democrat from San Antonio, which would, if passed, which would require cultural inclusion curriculum in public schools. Another is a bill by Representative Steve Toth, a Republican in the Woodlands, author of House Bill 3979, which would require certain civics instruction in public schools. The House Administration Committee is hearing House Bill 1637 by Representative Carl Sherman, a Democrat from Dallas, which would require that all elected officials and their staff complete implicit bias training once every 2 years. Implicit bias is defined as a bias in an individual's thoughts and feelings about social groups that can influence the individual's perceptions, decision, and actions, often operating outside of the individual's conscious awareness and without intent. The same committee is also hearing House Joint Resolution 114 by Representative Stephanie Click, a Republican from Fort Worth, which would provide for procedures to fill a vacancy in the office of the Speaker of the House. Ultimately, if passed and added to the Texas Constitution, it would allow for the Speaker pro tem to convene the entire House of Representatives within 30 days of a vacancy occurring to select a Speaker to serve in the position until the next regular legislative session. Interestingly, this comes up after the recent interim period where the existing speaker was a sort of lame duck speaker, in a way of speaking, with no real mechanism to leave or fill a vacancy as a result. The overall Senate will also be convening at noon today, and they still have several bills on their intent calendar which are possible to be brought up and considered. They still have the ability to bring up the emergency powers reform bills authored by Senator Brian Birdwell, a Republican from Granbury, which we brought up yesterday on this podcast. They have the ability to bring up several Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick priorities to include Senate Bill 2 by Senator Kelly Hancock, a Republican from North Richland Hills, which would work to reform the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT. This is a Governor Abbott emergency priority as well. They can also bring up Senate Bill 10 by Senator Paul Betancourt, a Republican from Houston, which is an effectively a taxpayer-funded lobbying ban, which is specific to local governments. This is also a Republican Party of Texas legislative priority. The Senate also has several committees meeting today. The Senate Business and Commerce Committee is meeting to discuss Senate Bill 1606 by Senator Bob Hall, which works towards electric grid resiliency. Interestingly, this bill has 22 additional co-authors of the 31-member Senate. The Senate Committee on Criminal Justice will be hearing Senate Bill 1544 by Senator Royce West, a Democrat from Dallas, which would put restrictions on what's called no-knock warrants. This is a bill relating to the Breonna Taylor Act filed in Congress by U.S. Senator Rand Paul. Breonna Taylor, of course, being the black medical worker who was shot and killed by Louisville, Kentucky police officers in March of 2020 during a botched raid at her apartment. As of today, there are just 48 days left in the 140-day legislative session. Given all the back and forth in recent weeks between the lieutenant governor and House regarding varying and different approaches to ERCOT and PUC reform and other issues that surround the February severe winter weather, it's notable that the bills passed by the House last week and the week before that were also named priorities of Speaker Dade Phelan's are now being scheduled for hearings in various Senate committees, perhaps signaling that the House's approach to these issues are the ones that will actually make it across the legislative finish line, as the few bills that have been passed out of the Senate on these subjects have gone nowhere in the House. The overall state budget document in Senate Bill 1 was passed out of the House Appropriations Committee yesterday. It is a House substitute and will likely be considered by the overall House next Thursday, April 22nd. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. Make sure to check out the Luke Macias Show today, airing this afternoon over on our Facebook page. And as always, you can follow along with any of the news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy over at our website, texasscorecard.com. If you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @inopinionatedk. Take care.